for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. Look in 1 Corinthians 13. I've been telling you about this verse. Charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity, love, rejoices in truth. I've been thinking a lot about truth lately and been talking to you with it. Mary and Joseph had to be truthful to each other. That's what we've been thinking about. You know, the Apostle John rejoiced that Christians walked in the truth. He said in 2 John 4, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. They also said in 1 John 2:21, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. No lie is of the truth. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I want to talk to you a little bit about Africa. Maybe it's not what you think I'm going to say. A few years ago, we had a dear friend. His name was Pastor Solomon Joa. He was from Liberia. And we didn't know him, but he would order things from us from the Bible for Today catalog. Our order number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and you can order anything you want that we carry. You look on our website, www.BibleForToday.org, and you can find some of the things we offer, such as our Defined King James Bible. Well, he ordered things, and he paid us. We were greatly surprised that he paid us. Usually the Africans want things free. This was many years ago. I don't know if it was 20 years ago or what. I've sort of lost track how long ago it was. But it was interesting. And my husband said, here is an African that doesn't have his hand out for free things. So we appreciated that. So we trusted Mr. Joa. We went to Liberia 2 times. That's where he was from. And then when he fled the rebels that were going to kill him, he fled to the camp there, the refugee camp in Sierra Leone, and we went there too. So our relationship there in Liberia and Sierra Leone was very sweet to us. So we have often gotten requests from people from Nigeria that they want Bibles. But I'm getting ahead of my story because I want to introduce you to someone. His name is Samuel. His name is Samuel, you know, a Nigerian man, and he calls himself a Christian. But he swindled the Bible for Today ministry out of $6,000. Yes, I said $6,000. Not only did we suffer the loss of all that money, but we lost 13 cases of our large leather Defined King James Bible. You probably wonder how this could happen. Let me tell you the sad story. Often men from Nigeria order Bibles. They use stolen credit cards. It's just a matter of course for this to happen to us. But Samuel's credit card went through. Finally, we said to ourselves, finally, we have an honest African. So the staff got those 13 cases of Defined King James Bible ready to ship one at a time to this honest African. Having been to West Africa 3 times, we were eager to help them. And wonder of wonders, they were paying. Usually Africans ask for everything free. In order for the Bibles to get there safely, we sent them 1 case at a time. We could not insure them, and Samuel said he would suffer the loss if a case or two got lost in shipment. Of course, he would suffer loss. He wasn't planning to pay for them anyhow. But we didn't know that. Then one day, after the Bibles had all been sent, the bank called. Samuel had stolen those credit cards of the credit card and credit card numbers. They had gone through, like all the other credit cards we take, and we never send anything until we have the credit card go through. He was just like all the other dishonest Africans who had tried to steal from us in the past. How disappointed we were. We thought we had found an honest Africa. It made us sick at heart. Now we are not only out $6,000, but our faith in Nigeria has once more been destroyed. Now, we have a couple requests from you. Do you think you can help us cover this huge financial loss? If you can, please do. Just send your check to us at 900 Park Avenue, P-A-R-K Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. That's Collingswood, C-O-L-L-I-N-G-S-W-O-O-D, New Jersey, 08108. I don't ask for money very much from you people. In fact, I hardly ever do if I can't remember when I did last. We pay for this program, and we're glad to. We're glad to come into your home and into your car and minister to you. But perhaps you could minister to us now. Send your check to the Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108, or call your order, call your gift in at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. As you know, the Bible for Today is a hand-to-mouth organization. We are not big. It is God's hand through you to our mouths. We just received 5,000 Divine King James Bible, a shipment of them from our Korean printer on September 21st. So please pray that God will use those 13 cases of stolen Bibles. There are 156 genuine leather Bibles for His glory. May Samuel's dishonesty be put to some good use, and maybe he can have a guilty conscience. Some people wrote and said, this is what it's like in Nigeria. You can't trust the Nigerians. And they said, didn't you know you can't trust the Nigerians? Well, now we know. I want to talk to you a little bit more about honesty and some things that I've been thinking about, I've talked to you in the past about. If I can get this here. Of late, I've been impressed again with the necessity of truthfulness. One would not think that a Christian would have to be reminded to tell the truth. Because Jesus said that He was the truth, we assume that one who names the name of Christ would be truthful. Her words should be, and so her words should be her bond, the Christian's words. As they said, yet I have been thoroughly dumbfounded that Gail Ripplinger, the author of the New Age Bible Version and other books, has been untruthful, and that perhaps without repentance. Jesus said distinctly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself in the eye. I don't want to stand in the setting sun hating myself for the things I have done. Let me say that again. I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself in the eye. I don't want to stand in the setting sun hating myself for the things I've done. And I wonder about Samuel, how he can live with himself. I wonder about Mrs. Ripplinger. When I asked her point blank, have you ever been married before? And she told me no. And when she lies on other areas in her writings. Someone sent us a transcript of the internet phone radio interview program that Mrs. Ripplinger was on a few weeks ago. I was in Michigan someplace. A caller asked a question concerning the Divine King James Bible. This Bible is our Bible, which was edited by our oldest son, D.A. Waite, Jr. You can order that Bible if you call our number, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and ask about the Bible. His personal knowledge of the Greek language, this is our son, is excellent. He had 25 hours or more of Greek, of undergraduate and graduate Greek courses, receiving all A's in Greek. That's a big job, you know, to get all A's in Greek. That's like the equivalent of a Greek minor. I doubt that Mrs. Ripplinger has that many hours of Bible, Greek or Hebrew, for that matter, if any. Languages were not her forte at Kent University. She implied that our son's definitions came from Thayer's Greek-English lexicons, as well as Brown, Driver, and Briggs' Hebrew-English lexicons. Was she there, Charlie? She also said she was afraid some of the definitions in the Divine King James Bible are the exact words of the new versions. Let me calm her fears. I called my son after I read this to see what he had to say about all this. He encouraged me to look at the page 7, Roman numeral 7, in the front of the Defined King James Bible, where he lists what he used to define the difficult words. He consulted 5 English dictionaries. English dictionaries. Most of the definitions in the Bible are English dictionary definitions. For an occasional definition, the Greek or Hebrew language was used. No name of any of those dictionaries are mentioned, as it was that insignificant. No mention at all of Thayer or Brown, Driver, and Briggs. If those men had great sins that Mrs. Ripinger has discovered, that is too bad. She also has a few of it in her life. 2, such as 3 marriages and 2 divorces, and her lying about them, as well as other untruths that she has written. Don Jr., our son, told me how, now on the phone, that he didn't consult 1 modern version for definitions. If some of the definitions were the same, it is because the Greek happens to come up with the same word. Recently, it has been pointed out to me, another gross error in the hazardous material brochure. Riplinger's hazardous material book not only gives false information regarding our son, Don Waite Jr., supposedly claiming back translating by Scrivener, when he never said it, but also the part which mentions Dr. Maurice A. Robinson's name. Dr. Robinson is an outstanding teacher in a seminary. Somehow, Riplinger makes Robinson the editor of the interlinear literal translation of the Greek New Testament, which Child refers to George Rickerberry's 1897 interlinear and nothing else. The truth is that the only interlinear that Dr. Robinson worked on was J. Green's Interlinear Bible, and then he worked only on the Old Testament portions. She was completely wrong on that. Then the same person that gave us this information drew an astute conclusion, and I quote, "Apparently, Riplinger has a severe problem in getting her facts correct, and one must wonder whether to believe anything she says, particularly with what appears to be her massive conspiracy theory designating any and all resources that deal with the original language texts, lexicons, and study materials." End quote. The postmodernism, I want you to think about this. The postmodernist, in his pessimism, will conclude that truth is relative and subjective. There is no such thing as an absolute or subjective truth. This is what the postmodernists say. Truth can be anything and anywhere. Whatever claims to be true or truth is met with skepticism. Pragmatism takes over. Whatever works must be right and good. The end justifies the means, even if the means of getting there is morally wrong. What do you think of that? I hope you think about this, and I hope that you tell the truth.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you?